Lee, this is becoming a very nice habit, isn't it? You must be thoroughly enjoying this week now.
Yeah, well, it's nice to get a run going in this tournament. You know, I've not done it before because I've not played well enough, or somebody else has played better than me. So it's nice to play well three consecutive days, get a run going, and play at the weekend.
I know it's always the mantra, but it's one match at a time. So when you looked at it and saw that it was Nick Watney next, did you think, oh no, not him again?
Yes, it saw that it was Nick Watney and thought, yeah, he's knocked me out the last 2 years. So, you know, as a professional golfer, you learn to put disappointments out of your mind quickly. And, you know, obviously I was disappointed. I've always been disappointed to lose in this tournament. And I've lost to Nick the last 2 years, but that didn't really play into my thinking going out today. There wasn't sort of revenge on my mind, as I said yesterday. You know, I just knew that, you know, I needed to come out and play well and get off to a fast start, as I'd done the first 2 days, and keep playing the way I've been playing. And, you know, Nick was going to have a tough match against me. And you know, I like playing Nick, and I like playing golf with him. He's a nice guy. He's a real gent. He likes football, which is a real positive. He's a Spurs fan, so we had a few things to talk about out there, as well as the golf.
Really? You got I suppose he'd call it soccer, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, no, actually he calls it football. Yeah, he's really sort of down with the sport, I suppose. and the terminology of it. And I was filling him in with a few of the things that were going on at Spurs, and he wanted to know about Harry Redknapp and maybe taking the England job. And I couldn't tell him the official line on that, but I have my ideas. And he'd be pleased, I think, if he stayed at Tottenham.
Didn't sign him up to the Forest Supporters Club, did you?
He said he had heard of Nottingham Forest, but wondered which league they were in, which is most distressing.
You've talked about the importance of fast starts, and you also, you know, many times have told us how, by instinct, you're someone who likes to ease your way into matches. So, sort of fighting that instinct, is that a challenge this week?
No, not really. I've got my head around it. I just know that I need to come out quick and get on top early, if at all possible. I maybe try it in stroke play events in future.
Does that mean that you alter your preparation going into a round here to facilitate that?
Not really. No, I don't do anything different. My preparation's all exactly the same. You know, I just, you know, I've specifically tried to come out and just birdie that first hole.
Looks like it'll be Martin Laird in the quarterfinals.
Well, you don't know, do you? I mean, match play's a fickle thing, and whoever it is going to be a tough match, because everybody that gets to this stage of the tournament is playing well. The only thing's for sure is that my opponent tomorrow will be Scottish.
And on that, we'll leave it. Thank you very much.